This is the I'm a Lutheran column, featuring this time Susanna Black of Calvary Lutheran Church in Concord, North Carolina. She's weekend anchor and reporter of WSOC-TV in Charlotte and member of Presiding Bishop Elizabeth Eden's Advisory Council. My congregation has been a cornerstone for my family. My parents, my grandparents, joined in 1956, and since then, Calvary has accompanied our family through all of life's moments. They've been there for us after a funeral with tea and fried chicken, the kind of food your soul needs more than your stomach. They've been there with a comforting smile when my toddler starts screaming during the quietest part of worship. They've always been, and always will be, a constant for us. I had a mountaintop moment when I went to Luther Ridge in Asheville, North Carolina, for the first time in middle school. I remember quiet walks through the mountain mist, the campfire worship, and walking arm in arm with new best friends. Luther Ridge is where I saw God's beauty for the first time, and it's a place that's sacred to me. I wanted to be a reporter since junior year of college when I walked out of the University of North Carolina Chapel Hill's chemistry building with my latest failed test in hand. Down on myself, I called my dad and he offered up, "Why don't you try journalism? You've always loved politics and public speaking. Play to your strength." As he said this, I found myself looking up at the journalism building. God, right. I walked right in and signed up for my first class, and the rest is history. One of the biggest stories I covered is George Floyd's funeral. George was born in North Carolina and still had family here, and when his body arrived at the church, thousands of people bowed their heads together in silence. Strangers hugged and laughed and cried, and in a time of utter distress in our country, it was a few hours of total unity. A misconception about my work is that it's glamorous. Journalism isn't a 9-to-5 job. There are many weeks with no days off and 2 a.m. wake-up calls, plus a lot of walking and door-knocking in thick Carolina humidity. But the work we do makes it all so worth it. I live out my faith by being a voice for the voiceless, and I don't take lightly that God gifted me with the ability to listen and to tell people stories. Stories end up changing lives, and I've seen homeless families gifted brand new houses, a kidnapped child found after volunteers searched through storms and darkness to find her, and legislation that was once just a thought passed into law. The work we do is transformational, and I'm indescribably grateful to do it. Sitting on Bishop Eaton's advisory council is a humbling and a special experience. The council is a place to discuss and troubleshoot the problems we face in our world and how the church can best position itself to continue to be a beacon and the logistics it will take to make it happen. There are a great many great minds at the table, and I'm honored to witness how their viewpoints and professional expertise help Bishop Eaton shape our future, and to be a small part of it. My family is my love and my everything. I find hope in my daughter. She's two, but her wonder for the world makes me see things in new, brighter ways. Gender justice is important for the church because we have incredible women leaders in the church, and we must continue to support and empower them. I'm passionate about the ELCA's International Women's Leaders Initiative, a fund that's provided scholarships for hundreds of women around the world. The financial award allows them to study at one of the ELCA colleges and universities and opens doors that might not have been there otherwise. The scholarship puts them on an even playing field to go after their goals and take hold of any opportunities they can get to go on and help their communities. I am a Lutheran because my family has been a Lutheran far before I was born, and I've chosen to remain Lutheran because I'm proud of what we stand for as a church, love and equality, and I like that it's okay for me not to have all the answers, knowing that there's no greater gift than God's grace, and that I'm worthy of it, and that's enough for me.